I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. Every so often, the question comes up that someone on Pesach, in the middle of Pesach, realizes that in the rush and the busyness, everything before Pesach, forgot to take care of selling his chametz. He forgot to sell his chametz, and he may have a large and expensive collection of scotch and whiskey, and it's a difficult challenge. Perhaps he has to throw out all of the chametz that he forgot to sell before Pesach. But there's another scenario in which someone forgot to sell his chametz, but he remembers before Pesach. On Erev Pesach, he remembers that he forgot to sell the chametz. However, it's Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, it's on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to perform transactions on Shabbos, you're not allowed to perform business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. And therefore, the Chok Yaakov in Aruch Chaim Tav Mem Daled discusses what are such a person supposed to do? Is he allowed to sell his chametz to a non-Jew on Shabbos, on that Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos? And the Chok Yaakov references the Tosis and Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Samach Vav. The bottom of Samach Hem and Beis, the Gemara begins a discussion about Schiras Rishus from a non-Jew on Shabbos. The halacha is that if you have a chatzir, you have to perform an Erev Chatziris in order to be able to carry. However, if there's a non-Jew that lives in the chatzir, then you have to rent his property in order to be able to carry. The Gemara discusses, are you able to rent his rishus, rent his property on Shabbos itself? And the conclusion of the Gemara in Ardaf, Erev Daf Samach Vav, is that it's okay, and that's how we paskin, that you are able to be socher, the rishus of the non-Jew, even on Shabbos itself. And Tosis is bothered by this dilemma that we're really referencing in the context of Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. Why would that be true? Why would you be able to rent the property from the non-Jew on Shabbos? You're not allowed to perform Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. And Tosis' answer is a bit vague. It's not really so clear. But the Chok Yaakov understood that the reasoning of Tosis, the reason why it's permissible to perform such a transaction, is because the reason why you're doing it is in order to avoid violating an Isser. The reason why you're renting the property of the non-Jew on Shabbos is in order to carry outside on Shabbos. Similarly, when it comes to chametz, the reason why you're selling the chametz to the non-Jew is in order to avoid being over on Bayra Bayi Matzeh. And then there isn't the problem of Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim comments, again, also in Aruch Chaim Sim Tav Mem Daled, comments on this Chok Yaakov, and he says, that's totally napshat in Tosos. That's not what Tosos means. It's not because the whole reason why you're performing the transactions is for some side halachic reason. Rather, Tosis means to say that the whole transaction itself is a legal fiction. It's just lahekar, just in order to fulfill this requirement, midrabanan, of renting it. It's not a true transaction. You're not actually attaining ownership or renting the property of the non-Jew. It's just a schiris, it's just a hekar. Therefore, when it comes to chametz, over there, you need a bona fide transaction. You need to actually sell it to the non-Jew. You're not allowed to own it at all. It's not just the hekar that you're selling it to the non-Jew. Rather, as many rabbis I know speak and talk about, that when they're selling the chametz, they're really selling the chametz. It has to be a valid transaction. And therefore, we can't learn out anything from today's daf. We can't learn out anything from our Tosafos.